Sexy Beats Your Meat, episode 80.
80.
Part 4.
Literally.
Yeah. We've tried to do this 4 times now, so if I seem a little aggressive, it's because this is our 4th attempt at this podcast. Listen, I don't know if anybody has kids out there, but just make sure it's really in the cards for you.
When do they... If you know how to get them to sleep also, please message us.
Yeah. No, please don't. Because I don't like it. I've talked to you about this before, but when I go out in public, and I've said this, like, I heard it today. I was at the grocery store. When I go out in public, everyone says, "Well, you've got your hands full." Like, always, like, without fail.
Not feeling that?
But it's fine. You know, strangers are nice. But what I don't like is that when strangers try to help me with my children. Like, if my, like, Bob was, like, laying on the ground in the aisle, like, over, like, the aisle I wasn't even in the grocery store. And, like, somebody, like, came and alerted me. And they're like, "Is that your kid? I think he's in the next aisle." And I was like, "I know damn well where my kid is. Leave him there. He's fine. If you're not going to take him, don't worry about it." You know?
I hear you.
Like, don't help me with my kids. Or I was at the library for story time.
People have different styles, I guess.
I got some kind of style. But Max, the youngest one, he's just climbing up on tables. And these grandmas are just like, "Oh, what are we? He's going to fall." And I was like, first of all, he's like a foot off the ground. If he falls, it's like a sprain is the worst thing we're looking at.
See what he climbs on at home.
And two, let him learn his lesson, okay, lady? Like, it's better for all of us.
I think that's why our kids are really good at walking up and down stairs.
Well, they young never, age. They never really fell.
Uh-oh.
Oh, Jesus, here's the other one.
What? Do you want a podcast?
If you guys can hear it, it says, "My TV's not working," a.k.a. you guys are the best parents.
Pause.
In conclusion, children are difficult.
Yes, they are. So is podcasting when you have them.
But let's talk about what we're talking about tonight. We're talking about the game changer. Or game changers?
Game changers,
game
yes.
Game changers. Is that correct? Grammar? Whatever.
Yeah.
Matter. Game changers.
Being a super athlete as a vegan.
We're going to talk about, like, the fun points. If you saw it, we're going to, you know, just dive through what we thought was interesting. We watched it once while Jimmy was a little drunk, and then again just recently while he was not drunk.
Yes. So I'll tell you how to be a healthy vegan. Things you can do.
Speaking
to optimize.
Of that, cheers to your whiskey and your Natty Light. Jimmy and I are on a budget.
The Natty Light, which is good.
Mm-hmm. We're not in contract on the house that we're trying to flip right now. So we're peeling it back.
Yeah.
You know?
We invested everything we own into it. So
we didn't invest everything. But we still got that Bitcoin, you know.
Oh,
but
yeah.
You know, we're on a budget, but it's fun actually. And not to talk about our personal lives for a second, but I feel like I don't think I've like had a ton of money, but I feel like I've acted like I've had a lot of money, you know? And then I've felt like the situation we're in right now is not like, oh, we're not poor, but it's like I'm acting like we don't have a lot of money, you know?
Yeah.
Like I'm reining it in, you know?
Paying attention to what you're spending.
Yeah. But to be honest, like between the two lives of like, you know, acting like money's no object to really watching it, it's not really that different.
No.
You know, that's like silly, but it's...
Yeah, this Natty Light's not that bad.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's not like... I don't know. It's just not like my life's really not ever been super different. And I feel like the amount of money that's been in and out of my life has been different. But I've really kind of just, I have my standard of living and it kind of stays the same.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, we've made
since
some,
college,
made some life house changes, but we also like went from, our income got cut in half when you quit your job.
But we also cut our bills by 3/4.
Yeah, so. Things it all balances itself out.
It does. Okay. So that's what's going on in our lives. We've kids and we watched a movie twice. And so you're all caught up.
Yeah.
But well, that, like we also watched a Christmas movie.
See, I was listening to That was great. Great.
That was the alternative. If we got
November 4th.
If we get interrupted one more time, I said we're going to stop and watch a Christmas movie.
That's what, and I think we can get more consistent. I think it's what you need to do to be a good podcaster. But
what?
Be consistent.
Yeah, but if you definitely.
If you have listeners, some are very faithful. We have many that are very faithful.
Yeah.
But also they
shout
don't know.
Shout out beaters.
They don't know when to expect it though.
Right.
But also like, so I was listening to Joe Rogan today and he's very popular, obviously, probably the most, he is the most popular podcaster there is.
Definitely. I've told you how like when we started our podcast, one of our friends was like, you should get Joe Rogan. And I was like, you're an idiot, bro. Like, he's like really famous.
That was 2 years ago too. Like now he's
extra famous.
He's on a different level. And he had
Silent Bob.
Yeah. What's his name?
Bob.
Kevin Smith on today, who is a vegan.
Obviously, because everyone is.
Well, now he is. So that was even the fascinating part. The fascinating part of the show was that they were talking. They're old school podcasters. They were talking about the idea of podcasting and what they do. And it's, you know, we're not going to compare ourselves to them, but we have the same kind of style. And that, you know, well, actually, no, we're probably quite different.
Low production.
Low production, but no, we actually
little talent.
We have a lesson plan essentially, like. We're trying to provide a specific bit of information that we've pre-planned.
Yeah.
I don't believe either of them do that.
Oh, they just roll with it.
They just talk.
Well, he has people to talk to.
Well, yeah, especially
everything's
today.
Everything's an interview.
Today,
right?
Yeah. I mean, more than ever. But point there being is both of them were just saying like, you know, you got to be consistent. But Joe Rogan's show isn't.
He's
that
not?
Comes out when he feels like it.
What else does he do?
He does three or four in a row some days, and then they just kind of spill out onto the docket, so to say. Mm. Well, he does a lot of stuff. He's an MMA guy, but he also could do a lot of stuff that he doesn't, which is also kind of impressive. But anyways,
Joe Rogan, that's the conqueror. He needs to be vegan. That should be like the goal. 2021
is some people's goal. There's a lot of like
2021 is goal is to get Joe Rogan to be vegan.
There's a lot of important people that feel that way.
I'm gonna need you guys to get your emails together, messages.
I'm sure he
Instagram.
Gets so many. Well, it's funny listening to.
It's funny because I've like sent our podcast, or I've like sent him a message being like, you know, you should listen to my podcast or something, and like I sent it. It's like. A lottery ticket, but I sent it with like, I wonder when he's gonna read it.
I mean, you never
like,
know. Yeah,
but like the
it
odds
is a lottery
of him,
ticket. Like it's when you pop your phone up, these people scroll through their messages.
Yeah, but like probably not my message.
No, they do. I just like you said, a lottery ticket. Is that the one that's there? You know, if you have, you know, 800 when you
million.
Pop your phone up, not that many, but you say 800. Yeah, you're not gonna look at all 800. Look at the few that are in your docket.
You look at the ones of the hot girls.
But
I'll send him one of like my boobs or something.
I don't even think that would work with him. He's a very down to earth guy.
Like a piece of weed or something.
Smith was talking about, so he had a heart attack 2 years ago and he was supposed to die. It's a crazy ass story. It was a widow maker, they call it.
Okay. Isn't that like not the one I thought widow maker was like. That's most heart attacks are one and done.
Yes. It's 80-90% die.
Is that most heart attacks or is that this type of heart attack?
No, it's separate. Most heart attacks, most deaths of a heart attack are the first heart attack.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. So you do hear a lot of people having like multiple heart attacks.
Yeah.
They're very lucky because most heart attacks are a one and done. And this one was the kind of it that he had
from.
Was supposed to be 80-90%. Listen to this shit, though.
What?
He has, so he's on tour. He has the heart attack. I'm pretty sure I got the story right. He has the heart attack. And, you know, when he's going into surgery or whatever, the doctor says, you know, actually tells him, you know, this is an 80-20 shot, but I'm really good. Don't worry about it. I got you. And they go up from your groin, actually. That's more common.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
instead
of
busting your chest open. He survives, long story short. And after the nurses are saying, you know, you're really, really, really lucky that you survived. He's like, I know. People keep telling me that, and it's incredible. Apparently.
The doctor was actually Dr. Death.
No, there was two doctors in there, surgeons.
And they were like, I don't know what the fuck.
One of them had a fucking heart attack.
In the...
While they were working on his heart.
No way.
And died. In not only a hospital, but a room with everything you would ever need for a heart attack. Like, heart attacks are... Like, heart disease. Well, your heart's really important.
Isn't it? But isn't it, like, really, like, a crazy thought that, you know, maybe by your... I don't know, like... Your lifestyle or whatever is causing your heart attacks, but like you cause the most important thing in your body to like seize up and be like, I don't want to work right now.
Yeah,
you know?
I can't. Yeah,
like that concept of a heart attack is crazy.
Yeah, and I know we always like tote that line of, you know, responsibility, but he takes full responsibility. Yeah. Actually, it's a good transition to what we're going to talk about today, because here's a guy who was, he said it is max 330, mm-hmm. talking to Joe Rogan, who's always been a fighter and a serious health nut. Mm-hmm. And they both have very different ideas on diet and nutrition. But Kevin Smith was like, when I like recovered, not even recovered the next day, his mm-hmm. daughter was a super vegan. And he's really funny, obviously. Mm-hmm. You know,
you see the silent one?
Yes. But he's the director and the producer of all of these movies. And it's a cult. But he was like, my daughter was like, Dad, you have to be vegan. And he's mm-hmm. like, she's been vegan for a while. And he's like, I was like, why not? I'll try it.
Yeah. But it's not going to hurt you.
But he was like, I think she loves me and she wanted me to live. But I think more importantly, she was like, this would be a huge win for the vegans.
Oh my gosh.
it's really funny because it is a huge win. It's weird that we get so pumped when we like score somebody.
Yeah.
And like Joe Rogan is like someone that we look at and we're like,
we want to get him.
Get that motherfucker.
It's a cult.
Come to our side. Well, it's a cult of like long life and happiness and healthiness. But also at the same time.
You want to shout it from the rooftops, man.
You do, but you don't like. Someone like Joe Rogan is going to live a long, healthy life.
Is he?
I think. But man, I mean, we don't know. Actually, yeah, he could
I don't know what he's eating.
He's really not eating processed shit. He's eating elk mostly that he shoots himself that day.
Sorry, I just shit on the mic. That's so stupid.
Gross.
He's eating elk that he shot with a bow and arrow.
True, that's like according to his Instagram. It could be like eating ho-hos at night. And
yeah, he seems like he's eating like a case of Tootsie Rolls at 4 a.m.
Yeah. Well, anyways, it was interesting because he had no argument against it.
He didn't.
He never even attempts to have one. He's just like,
that's good.
You know?
Yeah.
They kind of some weird stuff, though, that did come up with meat.
He's like, the only I meet.
They always go into like really, really strange stuff.
Just kidding. I'm really glad you talked over that joke.
I didn't hear. Oh, no. I can delete it, too.
No, it's a good one.
They're talking about like aliens.
Uh-huh.
And that there's some like
totally
actual
real
theories of
aliens being vegans.
Yes, totally.
They're so far advanced.
Everyone's vegan, according to Lisa. So probably them. No, I went from like, apparently he had a show. I don't listen to his show that much unless I see somebody that I like. But he had some Navy people on. They were talking about UFOs and some incredible like stuff that's out of this realm. And then they were talking about, do you believe in all this? Yeah. And there's some theories that other forms of life figured out how to speed up evolution, essentially.
Yeah.
Or maybe something weird happened on our Earth mm-hmm. that sped it up. Because apparently, if you look at the progress of, you know, apes to us, mm-hmm. there's a gap where it's just like turbocharged. And they're like, is that because we started eating meat? Is that because we started finding tools? Is that because we learned how to use like our arms and fists to throw things and hurt things? But at some point, evolution or...
Well, I mean,
sped up really fast because something that we figured out, or because aliens did it to us.
I don't know. I mean, and this is really off subject, but like the brain does not work at like a normal pace, you know, like a baby's inside. Like you shoot some stuff inside me.
What kind of stuff?
Some jizz.
Oh,
some
God. I was like, what?
Splooge? What's it called?
Wow.
I don't know. Anyways, but like
sperm.
Yeah, sperm. Anyways, but like that turns into a fetus, and like the way the brain develops, it's not like it. It's not like, oh, day one, walk. Day two, eat, you know, with a fork. Day three,
yeah, talk or whatever. It becomes exponential.
It does. I mean, like, I just, this is my own personal experience from my kids, but it's like I've seen Bob's and Max's, like, cognitive progression, like, it's staggered. It's not. So, like, evolutionary, I guess, like, that would make sense for, like, the gap in the evolution is that, like, you know, once we hit, like, one milestone that our brain somehow, like, took off, or evolutionary, it was like, oh, I get it, you know, like,
yeah.
It kind of, like, it takes off evolutionary, which would make sense for, like, that.
I thought it was interesting that he threw, like, meat into there, because it was like, wait, isn't there, like, don't meat eaters think that, like, we didn't come from plant eaters and then to meat eaters?
I don't know.
You know what I mean? Like, that was one theory that we went from.
Let's talk about a segue into what we're supposed to be talking about tonight.
Yeah.
Is it the gladiators? The opening scene in the Game Changers talks with this guy who's, like, an athlete. It's like one man's quest to understand veganism.
Which is every documentary. Which
it is. But it's a cool premise. Stick with it. It works. But the gladiators, they found by testing their bones that they were mostly vegetarian, and that they like, their nickname was like barley and...
I wrote it down. Beans and barley warriors.
Beans and barley warriors. So they their main source of nutrition came from vegetables.
And it was on purpose. Like, they figured out, we like to do this. It's kind of like if we had gladiators today that fought to death, and it was like they do, you know, 500 pushups a day.
Yeah.
That's really good for you, but I don't want to do 500 pushups a day. So it was like they eat vegetables. We don't want to do that, but we're not fighting to our
death. Oh, I get what you're saying.
But they had like incredibly dense bones.
Strong bones. They had strong bones.
Yeah, that could take more than...
And they weren't eating dairy. Weird.
It's insane. Yeah. It's so weird.
It is weird. And not to go off on a tangent, but gladiators are... They fought to death, you know? And they were revered in their culture or their society or whatever. But that's how I feel like NFL players are. And this is so stupid.
I hear where you're going with this.
It's really offensive.
That's what I was thinking.
But, like, NFL players, like, they get, like, who's the guy that came out with the babushka on the other day?
Cam Newton,
right? He's like a scene, you know?
Yeah.
And then, like, the Browns quarterbacks, like... He's on commercials and stuff. Like they
Baker Mayfield,
Their egos are insane, right? But I want to like be like, listen, guys, you're gladiators. You fucking play in a stadium. You play a game so that I can watch you, you know?
And it like, kind of like...
I get that you make a lot of money, but you're literally playing a game, you know? And like you're good at it, but it's not life and death. You're not a doctor. You're not a firefighter. You're not a police officer. You're throwing a football back and forth and seeing who can make it to an end zone for my entertainment. Stop with the babushkas and thinking that you're like the coolest thing on the world. Like, get like, just like, I mean, in reality, let's just like get back to basics. It's a game you're playing.
We really
calm down.
We really like it though.
It's well, but it's maybe we need to stop like, being so like intense about it. Like, stop.
But
calm
down. Even with like fighting and stuff, and boxing and MMA and stuff, it's like we do like to see they are sacrificing their bodies.
That's less I don't and think less that's
now
because
cool. The NFL's becoming kind of wussy. But I don't think it's not cool. I think it's like, I mean, the gladiators. A lot of them didn't necessarily have the choice to be doing what they're doing.
Yeah.
But if you want to voluntarily sacrifice your body for my entertainment for a ton of money, go for it.
Yeah, I just don't like the ego part of it.
But I guess like it's like raising kids and stuff too now. It's like, do you want this thing on TV that we all love that like, I'm not going to let my kids play football.
No. And even like all like our friends who were like football coaches or like played football, they're like, don't let your children play football.
Yeah.
Don't. It's a bad idea.
Well, speaking of sports.
Yeah, let's really.
That's kind of the point of this. If you saw the Game
Apparently
Changers.
Vegan athletes are way better.
Yeah, it was interesting. Like, so I was more impressed by the fact that It was produced by James Cameron.
Yeah.
And like all Titanic. These super famous people that are on board with this. And a lot of them weren't even vegan. They were just like
money.
Well, I don't even know how much money this thing's going to make. It's free on Netflix. Like, it wasn't even like in theaters, was it?
Maybe like, James Cameron is a vegan. Is he not?
He might be, but
you got to be vegan if you're promoting this.
No, a couple of people in it. So they had a doctor who had a Super Bowl ring and a World Series ring. He was an athletic doctor for these players, and he was like, unlike me who eats meat, I get this much protein, and apparently meat eaters get 50% of their protein on average from plants. They don't even realize it.
Oh, really?
And then vegans get 75% more protein than they need or something.
Yeah. That was confusing. So, like, if you just put up a normal meat eater to a vegan, they were saying that the vegan gets more protein?
No, not necessarily. They get about the same, but the meat eater doesn't realize that about half of their protein on average comes from plants anyways.
Yeah. I thought like a takeaway from the film that was really like,
we didn't even start it yet.
Whatever. But like that I really enjoyed was that, like the, one of the stories was about the fighter and Nate Diaz and who was the other guy? McGregor.
Yeah. Conor McGregor that he beat.
Yeah, so the vegan Nate Diaz beat Conor McGregor, and Conor McGregor was like, I eat steak, grass-fed, massage, beef, steak every day. I think that's how they talk.
No, that was it.
That was pretty on point. Spot on. Anyways, and Irish. he lost, and then after the fight, he was like, you was just so, what did he say? It was just a, the energy.
It was interesting. He said Russian.
Okay. But all my accents turn into Russian. Anyways, he said that he just didn't have as much energy as the opponent, and then he, you know, like that was that.
That was that.
And I think that was due to the carbohydrates that the vegan was getting, because this is my point is that this idea that you're supposed to just eat meat and that gives you energy. Like on a scientific level, that's not the case. And now proved in like athletics, you can understand that like you can't just eat meat and vegetables and sustain energy, especially in sports. Like you gotta eat these carbohydrates and these carbohydrates that, you know, are good for you, you know, obviously, but like the good carbohydrates, obviously, but it's just, I think that like, that concept of like, I'm just going to eat meat and, you know,
and that was,
asparagus.
Yeah, they brought it back to
totally
like,
sustain myself. Like, that's not, you can't.
They brought it back to like, historically, there were some scientists that believed this. Mm-hmm. And then that kind of caught wind. And then the FDA actually quoted these scientists when they came up with the things that they recommend to us. Yeah. But again, it's like these preconceived notions that we have of what we eat is going to do this or that. We didn't just, they're not innate. We didn't just come up with them. Like they're things that we've been taught,
right,
you know, growing up. So he's just being like, I'm macho man. I'm the toughest guy in the world, which he is probably the toughest guy in the world. But
Conor McGregor?
Yeah.
Fucking get out of one of his holds by any day.
No, you would not.
I would.
He's a badass motherfucker. He's
I'm
old
like
now.
100% confident.
We're going to talk about athletes being obnoxious.
He's like, obnoxious.
Oh my God. But he's good. He's amazing. He's a hard worker. And I was kind of impressed that, I don't know if it was in the context of how he was saying it or if it was just how they edited the film, but it sounded like he was admitting, before the fight, he was definitely talking shit about the guy being a vegan, about Nate Diaz being a vegan. And then after he was...
You're going to be a gazelle in the ring.
Yeah.
I'll eat you like a lion. Now I'm South African. Sorry.
He clearly admitted that he was just outlasted in that fight by Nate Diaz. Nate Diaz, his response was like, I fucking knew it. I knew this was going
to... They're like, what do you want to say to all the people who thought you wouldn't make it? And he said, I fucking knew you, motherfuckers.
Yeah. But going back to the carbs, so this
hashtag
is...
Hashtag vegan.
This is a big part of the movie. So muscles run on...
Carbohydrates.
Glycogen.
Yeah.
And
this is just science, though.
Yeah, this isn't even...
This is what's mind-blowing, is that, like, if I was an athlete, which I'm not, I don't mean I do competitive yoga in my living room. But, you know, if I was an athlete, you could look just at science. Go to a science book and be like, what builds muscle?
There's
what
a couple,
burns energy?
Yeah, there's a couple
like,
athletes
it's carbohydrates.
That said that. They were like, I don't know why I never researched this sooner. And I'm thinking like, why would you? You've been told the complete opposite by everyone you've ever come across, and you're a pro athlete.
Yeah.
I don't blame you for not looking this up, but it is not like a weird, strange concept.
It's like,
but you
it's
get your energy
like
from carbohydrates.
Science.
So the science is the glycogen is stored in the liver and the muscle, and then carbs come mostly from plants. Well, all of
all
them
plants.
Come from plants. And they provide the brain with fuel,
mm-hmm.
and they keep you sharp and focused and all this stuff. And there is.
That's why when I had 3 pieces of bread for breakfast the other day, I was super on point.
You were good to go.
No, I'm just kidding. That's not the kind of carbs we're supposed to be talking
about.
The
movie points out that the middleman is the cow or the pig or the chicken.
It's because they're eating those plants. They're ingesting those, those carbohydrates.
So you're getting secondhand carbohydrates from the protein, sorry. The protein's coming from the plants.
Oh, right.
And then
but those proteins are made up of
their carbs. Like, so you're not getting the carbohydrates that you need when you're eating the animals.
Right.
So you're eating
what?
The steak, you're eating the chicken, you're eating the pig.
Yeah.
They are eating the protein. You are getting the protein because they ate the vegetables.
Okay.
Sorry. They're the middleman to protein.
Right.
That's
got
where
it.
I misspoke.
Well, I got it. Okay, cool. And then not really. I didn't. I just kind of want to move forward. So I'm just going to act like I understand what you're saying. But do you want to talk about the blood flow in the carbohydrates affecting the blood flow?
I do. Yes.
Okay.
Especially the next thing.
Oh, I didn't even know that. Can I drink your whiskey?
Oh my. You know, I actually started drinking. So I was like, I just saw her pound hers. So I think she's going to probably be looking for mine soon. So
I'm just done.
Drink it while I can.
Can you just pour it in there?
Yes, you can.
Okay, I'm just going to drink
yours. There's some right there. You can kind of reach it.
I just
want to
drink yours. You have a natty.
I don't. It's no whiskey, but. Well, blood is how oxygen gets places.
Right.
And if you're an athlete, or not even an athlete.
It's like why frostbite.
This is
fingers
regular
go,
stuff.
Fingers go. No, that probably doesn't have anything to do with oxygen, is it? Frostbite's like your finger goes dead.
The blood's not going there anymore, right?
It happens to me, but that's because I have Raynaud's.
Wow.
That's totally different.
Maybe you don't anymore because you're vegan.
No, I definitely still have it. It's like a genetic thing. Like all my uncles have it.
Well, the way we get our oxygen is it's delivered through the blood.
Right.
And
it pumps it.
Obviously, the more
breathe it in.
Blood, the better it's flowing, the more oxygen you're going to get.
Yeah. That's why like blood pressure... Isn't like I always had like really, really low blood pressure.
Yeah, that's weird.
And my doctor, I remember one time they were like, are you like a runner? And I was like, oh my gosh, like on occasion I do. But I think that's because like as like a healthy person, like I get more out of my breath than someone who doesn't, you know? Like when I breathe in, it like
shoots it.
I can breathe like slower. It's a child. That's
oh, okay.
what that noise is.
It's like, what is that? Is it an earthquake?
Blood flow.
Blood flow. Yes.
Blood
so.
Flow. Just kidding.
You're super healthy.
Oh, yeah. When I breathe in air, I feel like it works harder.
You get bigger boners.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. If
Do
I was
talk
a guy,
about the boner
if
section?
If I was a guy, I would have the biggest boners.
Wow.
Like, not even kidding.
It's good to know.
Well, yeah. So do you want to talk about the boner section? Do you want to like lay it out?
Do you remember it?
You want to lay it down? You want to lay that pipe?
You want to stick it out? It was a while since we watched it, but it was.
Oh, I remember. You were drunk. Anyways, so there was three. There was a doctor and he called himself the penis doctor. Penile doctor. Right. He had 3 college students and he prefaced this before y'all freak out on the scientific, you know, the credibility of this study. He was like, this is just like a corollary study, like calm down. But he had 3 high school or college athletes. I think they were football players. And he gave them it was a 2-night study. He gave the first dinner meal was like meat, right? It was like a burrito that was
like steak and chicken burritos.
Steak and chicken, right? And then the next one, I think it was the same thing. It was a steak, chicken, and then a bean for like one of the athletes.
Well, they did with the
vials.
The Miami Dolphins.
Okay. So this is a different one.
Yeah.
But it was like a meat dinner one night, and then the second night was a plant-based dinner. And the first night after the meat-based dinner, he put this like a little glove, you know? I don't know. Like, I don't know what you would call that. But yeah, it was like a two-part tester that one goes around like the shaft.
Oh, the shaft. Okay. So scientific.
One goes around the head, right?
Oh, okay.
Isn't that true?
Just keep talking.
Okay. And this little tester thingy tests one, how like strong your boners were.
Yep.
What's the technical term for a boner?
Erection.
Erection.
You ever heard of that word before?
No. Like, what is it? Anyways.
Like, what?
It tested how strong your boner was. And then how many, your frequency. So that was the two things they were testing. So that's like, I'm landing a lot. The two meals, meat meal, plant-based meal. How many boners? How strong were they, right? And the subjects the first night, obviously, super lame boners, like, you know, like a question mark, you know, it was like awful. And then the next night, bonerific, all had a million boners, and they were super, like, super strong. Like, the nurses down the hall were just like, they're like wafted to their room. They could just feel them, you know? They're just like, I don't know what's pulling me.
We just have boners all night.
Yeah, because girls
don't. Either way.
Girls don't get like wet all night long. Oh,
God damn.
I mean, isn't
that. Is there a scientific term for that, please?
Lubricated? I don't know. Isn't that bizarre? Well,
we just get boners all night?
I think it's really bizarre you get boners all night.
Yeah. But apparently, I do more than carnivores.
I think that's very accurate.
Okay, yeah.
You seem like you get boners all night long.
Well, anyways, it's the increased blood flow. Also,
that blood flow.
So if you're going to transition that into athletics, oxygen is in that blood.
You want your boner to work. No, let's talk about the boners more. That blood flow, like this is, we've talked about this before, but if you're penis is working, that's a good indication of like kind of how other things are working, you know? Like your penis is like an involuntary, not always, but usually, unless you have like a fear boner, which Jimmy's only had like once when we did it at West High School. But just kidding. But like it's an involuntary thing. It's kind of like you know, like when you do like a push-up or a bench press or something, like you're like, I'm gonna use this muscle, you know? But like your penis, like it's an involuntary muscle. So like
how well
that's working is like really out of your control besides like, you know,
the less
you're
voluntary it is, the better, I guess. Less control you have over these boners.
But do you know what I mean? That like it's an involuntary muscle? And like,
yeah, and it's
like a real good indicator.
I think it's the only thing in your body that like
what?
Like in an instant it's not really in just your gets body. Gets a blast of blood. So it is like a good it's a great indicator.
Yeah.
Like what else in your body like tells you whether like or not
my body,
blast of blood is going into it or not.
Well, females do that's what how females orgasm. Climax. It's a blast of blood.
Yeah, you're not
so
doing
you know
all
what?
Night.
Do you think that I probably have better orgasms than meat eaters?
Probably. We haven't studied that, but
I feel like I've really been perfecting my art the last couple of years at least.
No one wants to hear that.
Yeah, maybe they do.
Yeah, maybe they do. But in terms of athletics, oxygen fed to the muscles is what gives you. You know,
increased performance.
Yeah, the workload that
and endurance
a super athlete needs.
We could work on our endurance.
Work that you have. the more, yes. So they went through it. They had a ton of Olympians, actually, which is interesting. Like a bicyclist, that a runner.
How do you say it?
Bicyclist.
I can't. Anyways, she was 39
yeah,
when she went to the Olympics.
She was the oldest person in that competition.
And she's the oldest person in the Olympics.
No, not the Olympics. She's the
oldest person in the Olympics.
There's a... What's that winter Olympics sport? Curling?
Shuffleboard? No, what is curling? That? Curling.
Yeah, there's probably like 59-year-olds in curling. But wow. Anyways, she was the oldest... It was a ridiculous indoor biking, one-gear bikes.
It's very hard.
It's insanity. But she
said she did her best when she was 39.
Yeah, the rope thing got me. So this guy was... Actually, the guy the documentary is about, I think he was a fighter, right?
He was a UFC fighter.
Yeah, and he's saying that, you know, at the peak of his fighting...
have you ever done a rope thing like that?
Yeah, it's hard. Yeah. So you have the two ropes and you're going arm by arm. So this guy injured both his knees. He's recovering from it. But at the peak of his fighting, he worked out at this gym where you grab these two big ropes and you whip them back and forth.
I could do it like one rotation.
He had to do it for like 30 seconds, I think, at System of Strength. It was really hard.
In my little, he looked like, who's the guy from Fast and the Furious?
I don't know.
Yeah, you know.
Stay on topic.
You know. What's his name?
I didn't.
He was the hot one who died.
We all know who you're talking about.
The hot one from
Fast and Furious. Yes, we know. We don't know his name.
Whatever. That's what the instructor looked like. And he'd be like, Lisa, get those ropes. And I was like, whatever you fucking want, dude.
Forever. Well, anyways, the gym he worked out at, if you could do it for 10 minutes, you got like on the wall. Cause it's like really hard to do for 10 straight minutes. He said his record was 8 minutes, and then after he had these knee injuries, he went plant-based and
Superman now
fought through it. And then we went back to these ropes.
He did it for an hour and one minute.
He said he got up to 10 minutes. And he was like, "Wow, I beat my record." And then he was like, "At 20, he was like looking around at people like, this is not hard
because it's endurance."
Yeah,
because that's literally like
it's not just strength. It's not strength at all.
And I think we talked about this in possibly one of the first three takes of this podcast, in that the way your brain functions on a vegan diet is that not only is your brain or not only is your body working and saying you can do this, but your brain is telling your body you can do this.
Yeah,
I think that's like why Nate Diaz probably beat that McGregor guy, because he's like, I can beat you. And while Nate's brain is probably like, I fucking used up all my energy, I have nothing left, you know?
Yeah.
It's not Russian, sorry.
No, that's fine. He's like Scottish or Irish. but that's the glycogen. Like, that's your brain's fuel. So to stay sharp and focused during a workout is just as important. You know, if you're laying on your back benching weights,
it's mind over matter.
It's both. I mean, your strength obviously is going to help you, but your mind has to push your strength to the next level. And the only way you're going to build muscle is by overcoming discomfort. Mm-hmm. So the more discomfort you have to push through that to tear more and to build more muscle. So you're going to get that through the brain power, which comes from carbohydrates. It does not come from...
Plants will help you think protein. You can do it.
They actually talked about how keto people, they lose a lot of weight, but when it comes to sustaining themselves, but even having the motivation to get up and go work out.
Like, it's hard.
There's days where I don't want to work out, but I guess anyone who does any sort of exercise whatsoever can relate to this, which hopefully is everyone. You don't want to do it a lot, but the actual energy in your brain to get your brain to say, no, I'm going to get up and do this. This is going to be rewarding. That comes from the glycogen that you get from carbohydrates, that you get from plant-based diets.
No, I'm hearing you. I can tell. Like when people would be like, you're 90% of the, you already did 90% of the work. You're here. No, I still have to work out, bro. But I also have like a different thought.
Once I'm there, I'm good to go.
Well, I have a different thought on working out though, is that I work out 20 minutes a day because that's the allotted time that like I get a, you know, from my children. So, so if I, if you gave me like an hour, I would, you know, like if you were like, go to the gym, like peace, I would love it.
You
so,
would go work out for an hour?
Yeah. I'd like to like actually do yoga on Saturday morning. There's
mornings
for an hour.
Where I wake up earlier than others and I come out here to work out and I have
more time.
Yeah.
And you don't?
No, I'd rather just do 30 minutes and then have more time to eat breakfast and read the newspaper. We should get the newspaper.
So mad you said that because because you can help in the morning with the children.
I do.
Well. You could help enough that you don't have time to read the fucking newspaper, bro.
Well, no.
Yeah. I think that we just live. I have a very different life, and that like 99.9% of my time. No, I mean you help. You try. You really do.
We don't need to talk about that right
now. No, but I'm just saying that like.
Most of my exercise-wise, though, you just want to do it all the time.
No, I don't want to do it all the time. But if someone gave me an hour to go work out, I would take it. And not saying that you don't give me an hour to work out. I'm not saying that.
Yeah. I'm just saying, like
when it fits into my life,
the actual decision in your brain to go exercise. Most people don't want to do it.
Well, you know what I think.
I don't want to wake up an hour earlier than I have to exercise.
You know what I.
But I also do want to do it.
Yeah,
well, and I probably have that extra motivation, partially because of what I'm eating.
Okay. Well, I think also is that I am a I'm like a busybody. Like some people.
Yes, you are.
Okay. Some people work out because. They have to, or they're like forced to, you know, or they like have a goal of losing weight. But like I'm working out because like I literally need to burn energy. Now, like I'm a child. Yeah, like it's a like
dog that needs to be walked.
Yeah. Yes.
Not to compare you to a dog.
No. Like that's literally like what I am. Like I'm not. Yes. I'm not like, oh, like this is taxing, like weighing on me. Like I need to like move my body.
I get excited about it too.
Like, you want more whiskey?
Yeah, you took my whiskey. I don't like to go to work without doing something first.
Yeah. I'll get antsy at night if
so
I don't
get
out.
Up and do a bajillion push-ups, but I do want to get up and do something physical before I go to work. But anyways, the motivation factor, I guess, was
the brain saying that you can do it.
Yeah, and that was
which is something that vegan athletes sometimes have above non-vegan athletes because they just feel. I don't think it's like more confident in their abilities. They just that endurance level.
Yeah, but the endurance I think was what made these like Olympian athletes
just
like,
stick with it.
Yeah, we don't do triathlons. We're not like strongmen. That's the other thing. They started off with the strongest man in the world is vegan.
He's giant, and he pushes like 2,000 pounds.
Yeah. Well, he moved 1,200 pounds, I think, was the most anyone's ever like picked up and carried. I think he had to carry it like 30 feet.
That's a lot.
He was crazy. Patrick Babormian.
Strongest man.
He talks more like you can do his accent, probably.
I pushed really big weight and it hurts my bones and I feel like my bones are break, but my muscles so strong.
Close. He's German, but he said that he's like when you're carrying this much weight and you take like one step, then that leg has to take the full weight and you think your bones just gonna shatter.
That's really terrifying.
Yeah, it's insane. He is born to Iranians, but he's the strongest man ever.
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 And he's a vegan.
He put on 30 pounds once he went vegan.
Really?
Like, yeah. So he's just packing on muscle, but they also a lot of fat. And most of these strong men are.
Just have to pad it. They just got to eat so much.
It's insane.
Have you ever watched a strongman competition?
Yeah, I used to love them. They used to be on TV all the time.
They were. They are really interesting.
I love that they throw kegs and they like bench press logs and drag trucks. But he was a bigger guy. We're back. Our batteries died. I had to steal some out of the
clock.
We're
struggling.
Yes.
Like, someone please buy this house so we don't have to be struggling like this.
Or buy this podcast.
Yeah.
Anyways. Okay.
It's all right.
Yeah,
all
so good. He's a big dude.
Faith in the St. Joseph
so carbs.
Thing in the base or what's it? It's buried in the yard.
Yes, we buried St. Joseph in the yard. He's got this. Efficiency. Oh, the last thing we should talk about is inflammation.
Okay.
Recovery. So when you do a hard workout, obviously the sooner you can get back to doing another one is important, but you have to let your body recover, and inflammation is a big part of that.
Yeah.
So vegans
have less inflammation.
Yeah, we don't have really much at all. It's kind of not even on the charts, but
yeah.
Actually, what I had to look up what inflammation was.
It's like swelling.
Yeah, like why we do it. But apparently, like, fluid builds up
to like help recover that muscle, right?
Yeah,
it's like lactic acid and stuff.
But also to like make you not use it, essentially.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's like, why does your body actually pump all that in there?
It is not.
This is it.
No, it's not.
So this is the last Lisa Beecher meat.
I'm sorry, we have children.
That don't sleep. Yeah, so anyways, that's
being able to recover.
Yes.
Is super important. And apparently vegans do that better than meat-eating athletes.
Yeah, for many reasons, but we don't need to get into the
Do you ever feel that when you're like super sore in like your stomach? It's my favorite.
Yeah, actually, I mean, I like feeling sore.
I love that feeling.
I think a lot of people do, but
I mean, it's like painful, but it's...
But I have been to the point where actually when I used to do like P90X that I've been trying to do the next day that I was supposed to do.
Without recovery?
Well, I was like, how can I possibly do this when I'm dying from that?
Yeah.
Which I don't feel that anymore. I mean, I don't work out that hard anymore, but when I do, actually, I have been lately.
Yeah.
I've been working out really hard and I recover in a day. No problem. So, I don't know. It's there.
Well, here's Max.
Yeah, you can hear him. It's been a good show. Check out the...
he's helping.
The Game Changers. We enjoyed it. I liked that it was produced really well, so it was really easy to watch.
It was a good movie. It was a good watch. It was easy to watch twice, and it was good for any vegan, you know. We are constantly trying to defend ourselves to other people, so it was a good, had a lot of one-liners that you can use.
Oh, for sure.
For people.
Yeah.
And I think that's it. I'm sorry, Jimmy. We have children. You're so pissed right now, I can tell.
No, it's fine.
No, it's not. Thanks for listening. Please rate us. Follow us. Subscribe. Go follow us on Instagram, on Twitter. Email us if you have any questions. And thanks for listening. And we'll be back soon, hopefully.
Yep, with 81.
Good night.